How long are we out for?
What?
What? what happened?
It is better.
I was allowed. Oh my gosh. Ugh. Hey guys, welcome back to the Jack and Paul podcast. Besides that, I am one of your co-hosts, Paul Reynolds.
And I'm your other co-host, Jack Prince.
You can't just laugh and then just go back to a normal voice. All right, so a little bit has happened since we have been asleep.
Yes.
It's been like, what, 2 days, three, maybe?
It's been a year, Paul. The bit is over. It's been a year. I'm so sorry to everybody, all of our Middle Eastern family that don't know what we're saying.
The podcast gang, we miss you. We miss you so much.
In India, in Egypt, in Asia.
Our view count is in the morgue. I think our last person that watched our stuff was like 2 weeks ago, and it was one person. I think they misclicked.
Okay. Well, let's catch everybody up to speed of what's been going
on. Oh, and I almost threw up.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Everyone, you're not saying this, but Paul just had an out-of-body experience where he didn't know what was gonna come out or go back in.
I thought it was a cough, and then I thought I was gonna throw up. Anyways, okay, so Okay. Sorry, I'm so nervous to this whole podcasting thing. I've never done it before.
I'm so nervous.
All right, so me and Jack, don't do it. He's eating the mic again. This has been in every episode, not even a year later. It hasn't changed.
Nope.
Now he's wiping on his shirt. What a silly goose.
All right, so what's been going on, Paul? Let's catch everybody up to speed.
For everybody watching and previous fans, welcome back. Even if you were a fan, welcome back. So obviously me and Jack, we're a bit older. We both hit the big 16.
Oh, yeah.
16 years old. Can you believe that? We started this when we were like, what, 13. 14?
We were 13 years old.
Wow, 13.
Yeah. That's crazy, huh?
And we've barely changed.
We look exactly the same.
We look exactly the same. We are basically the same.
We are the same. There's been no change.
Minus the cringy parts. Let's
not go crazy, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
We've slightly matured.
We've slightly matured.
We have to throw in a joke that's hilarious now so that we can look back on it in a few months. And just absolutely hate ourselves, because I look back on our last one, and I sang
we were saying astronaut in the ocean.
Yeah. And I almost vomited. I was so close to just blowing chunks, and so now I'm just gonna throw bing chitting. Just gonna throw that out there, just for a few months.
Okay, I mean, astronaut in the ocean, it's like an old song, so it's pretty cringy. But can you imagine how bad it would be, like, if we sang Chrissy Wake Up?
Oh, and before, when we at the beginning of this whole thing, and how we said we support everybody, and we do, but we don't if you're still a self-acclaimed Eddie Munson fan.
Is that the route we're taking?
I'm taking that route.
You see, so what happens usually is Jack just says stuff, and I'm supposed to agree with it. So I have to now, like, confirm with him every single time if that's really the route we're taking.
Yes, this is the route we're taking, Paul.
Okay, so we're anti-
Chrissy, wake up!
And then he does that. You see what I have to deal with, guys, on a daily basis? This is sad. I'm trapped in this. Jack has kept me captive in his basement for 3 years, forcing me to do podcasts. This is the only time I've had either human interaction.
She's not actually your mother.
I'll kill you.
I was making fun of myself.
Actually, no, she's not actually your mother.
You can't stick an iron rod into my sarcophagus.
Into my sarcophagus?
I probably said it wrong. I wouldn't doubt that.
It's esophagus. Into my sarcophagus?
Nah, sarcophagus. That's a new word. Everyone starts saying the word sarcophagus.
How are you?
Guys, she's not actually our mother.
Yo, can someone clip Jack saying mama and just continuously send it to him if you know him? That'd be hilarious. Okay, so look, I have these rings, and I know the audience can't see them, but I want you to see them, and they're just going to go off your reactions.
Okay.
So this is the first ring.
Ooh,
look at that. Yeah.
That's nice.
If I drop it, that's like 75 grand out of my pocket.
Wow.
No, I'm pranking.
Oh, my God. Jeez, I was like, you have a $75,000 ring just laying around in a box?
Yeah, I'm just so rich. This one, I think, is the fanciest out of all of them. Check this out.
Holy God.
Yeah, so it's like a diamond, like, what is that, topaz in the middle? I don't know. I don't know my crystals, but this is it. It's like four sides and a bit glittery. Oh, look at this one. It's like green.
That one's nice. That one's my favorite.
I could definitely see you rocking this. It's like,
I love that
green and the lines. Our audience must be so confused right now. We're doing a ring review and they can't even see the rings. this one's kind of cool.
Ooh, that one is nice. That looks like a toe ring.
You would know that?
Yeah, I would, Paul.
Jack likes toes. Confirmed.
I watched Quentin Tarantino movies. I know my toes.
He definitely knows his toes. All right. So, what has been going on? In all seriousness. So last time, we're both now in high school. Go us.
Oh yeah.
We were in high school when we made that episode, the last episode, but.
We were
like,
I thought we were in.
No, it's like in September 2021, I think.
Are you? I feel like we were in eight. We were either in eighth grade or in the summer in between.
I'll fact check you right now.
Yeah, I'm fact checking right now.
I'll fact check your fact checking.
Going on Apple Podcast.
The audience is probably just screaming at us right now.
No one's. Podcast.
It's October. September 19th. I'm. This
moment,
Paul 1-0.
Typical Paul W.
All right, so that was our last episode. We are now both sophomores. Yay. We both equally hate school, but you know, it's also not so bad. It could be worse. It could be worse.
Could be worse.
You know, like, say hypothetically, and I'm not talking about our school, but say hypothetically someone burned down a high school that I happen to go to, I would only shed a little tear.
Like, say we went to school with Kanye, okay?
Real. Okay, besides that man just having horrible takes, his fits are interesting. Like, have you seen? Yeah, no. I showed you the picture yesterday, but it's like him with like the mask.
Yeah. Well, that was the picture I showed everybody, like everyone, because that was what said the new news. Now, everybody, if you don't know the new news, I'm going to just gonna throw out a trigger warning, just because I kind of have to when we're doing it on a public platform like this.
Nah, Kanye is just crazy for real.
Yeah, he
I don't know what he was thinking when he said that, but
he said, and I quote, well, not and I quote, because I don't know the exact quote that he said, but in paraphrasing, he admitted that he's starting to like Hitler, as in Adolf Hitler.
I don't think
you
know,
the guy that you know. I don't think
people are referring to Hitler.
You know, just
oh, you mean John Hitler, the guy down the street? Oh man, that guy.
You know that one. That Hitler. The one that killed.
Yeah, the most famous Hitler.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is he said on an Alex Jones interview.
The guy that talked about the gay frogs.
That is, well, and a lot of other
and other things.
Okay. Yeah, so if you go on like the rap Instagram,
oh man,
you look at the thing, he has like a not even a ski mask, it's like a full mask with like little slits like as the eyes, and Vinny's wearing like a NASCAR jacket, I think. I don't know
if you guys have ever seen Pulp Fiction. He looks like he's wearing the gimp thing in that one basement scene. That's what he looks like.
Okay, yeah, so what Kanye said is, quote, I like Hitler, he said during an interview with Alex Jones. That's what he said.
There, yeah, yep, there it is.
While wearing basically a NASCAR fit.
Yeah. Uh-oh. No, do not move yourself. We have a guest appearance from Paul's mother. No, let her come in. No! Paul! Oh, no. Tammy Reynolds. Oh, my God. Paul! Dude!
Don't say a thing.
Let your mom have a guest appearance.
No.
Tammy Reynolds!
No. Oh, you just outed me. That's getting scrapped. That's got to get scrapped. Right.
So we're both in high school now. And that's
we both hate our classes, right? Do you hate your classes?
I'm not the biggest fan. Many of my classes.
But again, it could be worse.
Could be worse. Yes, could be worse. I'm gonna spit some hot takes.
Oh. Okay.
Don't worry.
You see,
it's not gonna be anything crazy.
Okay. Well, yeah, but like you know, usually your hot takes are. How do I put this?
So I'm not the biggest fan of our drama class right now. There's a hot take.
Just don't say names.
I'm not gonna say names. I'm not gonna say
why. Or places.
Or places. I'm just gonna you know.
Look, I'm not trying to show up in court and having to defend your actions because I guarantee sooner or later, if we continue doing this, I'm going to be dragged into your problems.
Anyways, yeah, that's the hot take because I realize if I go any further into it, then yeah, that's yeah. Yep.
Yay,
yep,
everyone yep. Give a round of applause.
Thank you.
All right. Also, Zoom is like really confusing now.
Well, it's just because we haven't used it in over a year.
I know, but like, why did they change like all the good stuff? I can't even record the meetings anymore. You have to send it to me.
Yeah, I'm recording it. No, Paul, I might not even send it. I might just upload it.
What?
Yeah, I might.
You wouldn't do that to me. Yeah, you wouldn't dare.
I might just throw a little glitch in the matrix. Huh? What then?
No. What then? If you do that, if you do that. I am going to start spreading rumors that you don't like the Beatles.
No!
Jack still likes the Beatles, by the way. All the true Paul fans in the comments start spreading rumors that he doesn't like the Beatles. You know, I also just had another question that I wanted to bring up. Like, all of, like, the, like... That is absolutely disgusting. That was the grossest thing I've ever seen. Anyways, I was gonna say to all our foreigners watching us, like, is this your guys' impression on America? This, what I'm looking at, Jack, dude.
That's how they see us.
You slowly spitting out your saliva as it runs down your chin. That's how they see America.
That's how they see. Yeah, apparently, if this is what they choose to listen to,
like, that's how I see Los Angeles.
These super funny Americans. That's what this is.
That was a perfect French accent.
No, Paul speaks French now.
I don't speak French now. I'm taking a French class. Spanish got overfilled.
But you, say what you said to me on the way home. You said an actual phrase.
This is no, crazy. I said a bad word. I can't tell you. I can't tell them. Say it. I can't see the back. We're gonna have to age restrict this.
All right.
No, I'm
Jack and Paul podcast becomes based.
No, that is foul. That is absolutely foul. But okay, no. Why is like Zoom like so confusing now? It used to be like old Zoom. That's where it was at. That's where the good days were.
I don't know. I mean, on my end, it still looks like identical. It looks exactly the same.
Yeah, but it's my meeting. I want to have the power. This is bad. This is awful. I want to go home. Oh my god. I'm gonna start showing you rings again. All right, so there is. Oh, this was the last ring I was gonna show you. All right, yeah. Is this one? Check it. Oh, look, you're in San Francisco.
Wow. Here at the Golden Gate Bridge, guys.
Jack, what are you doing that high? No, no, get, no, go, get off of that. You're gonna fall.
No!
He fell.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, you guys gotta know, my fits got a lot better from last year. Did. Like my
Paul's dressing in some fire clothing.
I actually got style now. I got pizzazz.
Even some razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz, I like that word. That should be in the English dictionary. Or Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Razzmatazz.
Right, yeah.
What does mataz mean?
I don't know.
What does razz mean?
Just give us some razzle dazzle. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I know razzle dot.
Razzmatazz.
You gotta have evidence behind your stuff, Jack.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I
completely forgot to show you actually. In light of that Beatles comment, that I made, I'm wearing my Beatles socks.
That's perfect.
I'm actually wearing them. That's hilarious.
It's the Beatles logo with all the stars. Okay, by the way, razzmatazz is actually a word.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
The razzmatazz of a political campaign.
Oh, that's not how I was used.
Another term for razzle dazzle.
So is razzle dazzle political? Is that a political term?
Razzle dazzle means noisy, showy, and exciting activity and display designed to attract and impress.
Oh, hold on.
So,
before we go any further, I want to give a little shout out to Grant, to Grant Cargo. This man, I was out just having a little fun with him a few months back, and we're causing some hijinks in the Target and the Best Buy, you know, as we do. This man is 20 years old. Okay?
You're the type of person to hang out with adults.
I do. He's 20 and he acts like he's 12. Love him to death, but he does. And
continue.
The It said that the meeting is.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know what it said. Just continue.
So yeah, he so we went to the Best Buy and we're just joking around and everything, and I went onto one of the Apple computers and I pulled up me and Paul's podcast as like a joke, and I pulled it up on all the computers and started playing a different episode on all of them. You know, as just a little bit of a promotion. And Paul, this is a real story. I actually did this.
And, yeah, I know, you told me.
And so then Grant goes, "Well, you have a podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah." And so I thought he was joking when he said he was going to listen to every single episode. The man listened to every episode in one day.
What was his favorite episode?
He really liked the "We're Half Asleep" and everything.
Of course,
he did. I think that was the one.
Okay.
I know as soon
at the time as hears, that was one of our funniest episodes. Yeah.
As soon as he hears this, he's gonna give me a call and tell me like what the
episode was.
Dude, I got a shout out in Jack and Paul podcasts.
Let's go.
I actually saw him last night. He was saving this lost dog, and he had and like
as Grant does.
I'm out in front of a Black Angus, right? We're having dinner. And we're driving right by the 24-hour fitness that has turned into the church now. That's over by John's Incredible Pizza. And he's just standing there. Just standing there. You know, just kind of hanging out. And he just stops our car and goes, "Do you guys want a dog?" And it's just this dog. He didn't have a car. I don't know how he got there. And, yeah. That's kind of it.
He just had a lost dog with him?
I saw him last night.
What type of dog was it?
I don't even remember. Well, my mom thought that he was homeless because like the small little area that he had like all like set up and everything was a dog just laying on a blanket and a lawn chair and like a basket of things. And Grant in this big jacket and dirty jeans and everything.
Yeah. I mean, not that it matters because I'm allergic to dogs.
Oh, yeah. Just like everything.
Yep. Grass, dogs, horses. Cats, horses. Horses is a new one. You know, okay. I didn't tell you this story. It's always when I'm talking, man.
No. Please continue.
Anyways, before I tell my really serious story, I'm allergic to horses, obviously. Oh, Merry Christmas, by the way. Like, Merry Early Christmas. Wow, that's a lot of lights, Jack.
Christmas!
Dude, that's like 10 trees. How do you have 10 Christmas trees in your house? Wow. Happy Christmas, guys. This is your early Christmas present. Before we disappear for 3 months straight. Probably 3 years, more like it.
Woo!
Okay, but like the story was like I was walking in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And during the summertime, I literally cannot walk in my neighborhood because like the horses are always out and they kick up so much dust that the horse dust like gets on my skin and I start breaking out in hives.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, and I had to learn that the hard way because one time I was walking during the summer in our neighborhood and there were some horses and I thought nothing of them. Like, I'm not even close to them. I'll be fine. First lap, I'm totally chill. Second lap, I'm like struggling to breathe. Damn. Like my lungs are closing and like there's like hives breaking out all over my skin, so like I'm like super hot. It's like feeling like 110 degrees when it's only 70. And then as soon as I got home, because I was basically on the verge of dying on the sidewalk, I took like an hour-long shower just to like stop myself from like not throwing up and like clean off. And once I got out of the shower, the hives are still on me and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm literally gonna die. So I told my mom that, like, I need to go to the ER to, like, get this situated. And then we're driving over to the ER, And then my hives just like are completely gone.
Yeah.
So that's kind of when we learned that, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't walk in the neighborhood because I might die.
You might die, yeah.
And also my doctors told me that, like, if I'm around horses for like more than 48 hours, I will for sure die.
Wow.
Because my lungs will literally collapse. You should get me a horse for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Have it sit in my room.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do you want to tell them what you got me for my birthday?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, a little bit of context on this. 2 years back. Yeah, 2 years back, Paul got me a dancing Elmo for my 14th birthday.
Sings in English and Spanish, by the way.
Yeah,
songs.
It had a little guitar and everything, and you could strum the guitar and it worked. It was like an electronic guitar. It was awesome. Well, it's pretty random gifts. So this year I got Paul a pineapple with a $19 Fortnite card wedged inside of it. And
I honestly found it like really creative. I really admired it.
There was no inside joke supporting this. Didn't mean anything. So
just a $19 Fortnite card
inside a pineapple. And
look, hold on. You could see some of the pineapple juices on it.
That's awesome. But yeah, and the weird thing was is that we went to a Wool Growers, which is a Basque restaurant here in Bakersfield.
It's a fancy restaurant. No, not shout out.
Oh, sorry, not shout out.
They need to sponsor us, and then we'll shout them out.
Yeah. Anyways,
if we got Wool Growers to sponsor us,
hold on. Hi, I can't really talk right now. I'm doing the podcast with everyone. Say hi. Everyone say hi.
Hey.
This is my girlfriend. This is Sydney, everybody.
Oh, little sweethearts. Oh, he said I love you. How sweet. So anyways, expanding on the birthday gift, he got me a pineapple with a $19 Fortnite card wedged in it. So for his birthday, I went to IKEA the weekend before and I got him a light up head. That's it. I got him a light up head where he could put his hats on it.
And I've actually been using it, Paul. I want you to know.
Does it work well?
Yeah, and it works amazing. I found a spot for it, and I've been using it to like hold my hats.
Let's go. So yeah, I guess what it seems like is from now on we're just gonna be giving each other random gifts, you know?
That is the theme. Oh,
speaking of theme, what's up,
Paul? You got the text from Noah, right?
Cool. Oh wow, look at all that time go. Geez.
Hold on. We're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a short break. Welcome back, everybody.
Wow, that ad was just one of the best I've ever heard.
I know. So good.
I remember you made like an actual script for yours and I just improv mine.
I wrote mine the night before. Okay. Remember the night that like I figured out how to do all this? Like how I stayed up to like 3 a.m. trying to get all this to work. And I'm like, Paul! And I freaked out because I had to record an ad like right then and there, or else we couldn't move on to upload our stuff.
Yeah.
I had to write the script at 3 a.m. and sound all enthusiastic about it.
Hi, guys. We love Anchor. I've been up for 16 hours, but we love Anchor.
Anchor, yes. Okay, so yes, back to what we were talking about originally, the stuff that's been going on now.
But yeah, I got you the mannequin head for your birthday.
Paul got me a mannequin head. And also, it was recently both of our birthdays. So if you guys want, if you guys maybe want to say happy birthday, I mean, like, we're not.
You guys should just give us money as a gift. We don't ask for much.
$100.
Really, yeah. $1,000.
You know, just as much as you're, as much as you think that we're worth. So,
like 10 mil.
Yeah. Maybe. You know.
I think that's fair. Because if you think about it, you've just been giving us so much work as our audience that I just feel like we deserve a little payment.
You know, like, yeah. Yeah. It feels right, you know?
Yeah. So just like, no matter where you are, just send us like $5 million.
We have a Patreon, by the way. We have an actual Patreon. So if you want to just
we'll send you each a video of us singing happy birthday to you.
Yes.
In return, you give us $5 million.
All right. Well, so last year, since we're now in high school and everything,
Christmas I gave you my heart and sorry. Continue. But
so since last year, we have started doing theater, as some of you know, and
Jack's a theater kid. Ah! I'm not a theater kid.
No, Paul is.
I'm not.
You know why? Because Paul just had the lead role, everybody. I'm not going to shush.
Yeah, you see, I got a lead in undisclosed show as undisclosed character. And it was very fun.
He got a lead.
Okay, but in like
The Outsiders. He was Pony Boy Curtis.
I'm gonna sit in silence so that you can go over your life decisions.
What harm did that cause?
Bro, did you not see my hand signals?
Yeah, I don't know why you don't want me to say that you got a lead. That's something to be proud of.
Undisclosed information! Gosh, I swear, I tell Jack to do this one thing, and he can't do it, and then he blames me for not being able to do it. You see what I have to deal with, guys?
I will bleep it out.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
I will. I'm responsible for your problems. Gosh, man. When I said undisclosed play as undisclosed character, what do you think I was talking about?
Oh, you mean The Outsiders, where you played PC? PBC?
You're funny. This Jack guy's got jokes. This Jack guy thinks he's the guy, you know? And, you know, he's not the guy, but he tries very hard to be the guy. You know what I mean?
Anyways.
Jack is very infuriating.
I'll bleep it, Paul. So in Bleep Show that Paul was in where he played Bleep,
I don't think it matters anymore.
No, I'm gonna bleep it. He was the lead, and we're all very proud. We are all very proud of him because he pulled it off perfectly. He had to cry over me. Did you know that, guys?
Jack on a side character was basically a lead.
I just had to die on stage. That was really all I did. I didn't do anything else.
But you got your first death scene.
I did get a death scene. Yo,
how was it?
I got okay. Everybody. I'm gonna go on about how amazing Paul was, but I just gotta
say, I was not that good.
I poured my goddamn heart into that role. I had dog. I you all don't understand.
You all do not understand.
Please explain.
That role, dog. I'm gonna say my role in the show. That what can I say my role? Or
well, yeah, because I'm not gonna. I'm too lazy to bleep it out, so it's just kind of out there now.
I'm gonna bleep it, dog.
All right.
Because if you don't want it to, if you don't want it to be said, which I don't know why, but I mean, if you don't want to
be just said, say who you played.
I played Bleep in Bleep Bleep, and
he played the side character of Undisclosed Show.
I played Paul's sidekick, essentially, who dies.
Not a sidekick.
I played the man that saved Paul's life at the beginning of the show and then dies.
Dang, I'm just heartless like that.
The beginning of the show. Okay, at the beginning of the show, you all probably know it. Even though I did bleep it out over the plot that I'm about to explain, you all probably know the show. So I
wait, that we might get copyrighted for that. Hold on, never mind.
Oh yeah, whoops. So the show opens, and our dear friend Noah White played Bleep Bleep in the show.
Woo!
And he killed it. We love Noah. And so we start out, and I'm up hiding in the corner, and Noah is Mr. Tough Guy. He's got Eno, and he's smoking a cigarette on stage. And then he bumps into these two let's
rich
call
guys.
Yeah, the rich guys. And he's not so rich, you know. He puts a lot of
he's one of the poor guys.
He puts a lot of product in his hair. Let's put it that way. And he bumps into him, and he kind of shows him, you know, what's what and everything. And then someone calls out for me, because it found me. They're like, hey, poor guy. And I have to run off of this like scaffolding, and then
did that really quick. I was watching from backstage. Dude, you did it in like 2 seconds.
I have to run off of that thing, man. I almost made it fall on a closing night because it came off the ground a bit, because I like swung off of it. I swung off the bar.
That would have been hilarious.
Oh, so bad. But
that would have been funny.
So and then I'm trying to run away, but I come across these two other rich guys. Keep in mind, I'm one of the poor guys. And these other two rich guys, they catch me, and they put a knife to my throat. What?
And then, so you start calling for Noah White.
I start calling for Noah White, because Noah White, he's Mr. Tough Guy, and he saves me. And then all the poor guys and the rich guys, they have a bit of a standoff. Cut to Paul in his living room. And he's writing to his teacher.
Are you literally just explaining the entire show?
And he's writing to
his teacher. No, Jack did amazing, though. Noah did amazing. I did okay.
Ah! No, you say this because you know everyone's going to come back straight to you going, you did so good, though.
No, you guys did great.
Specific group in our drama class. We all know who it is.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I love those people.
But no, you did great.
Oh, no, I know.
I mean, of course you weren't there Friday night, but that's fine.
Oh, because I was doing another show, guys. Which y'all should come and see me.
You can promote the melodrama.
Yeah, everybody come to the melodrama. Gaslight Melodrama Theater and Music
Jack Hall. Isn't in a current show right now, but...
Yeah, woo. First of the year. Coming up in January.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, what's it called?
It's called The Wrestlers of Rio Bravo. And in the vaudeville, we have another Blue Tail Lounge vaudeville where my mother plays a 40-year-old Hispanic guy. And
she's doing it again.
We do it every year, and we've been doing it since like 2014.
Oh.
Yeah. Carlos is like he's like a mascot of the melodrama. He's turned into that.
I see.
And it's awesome. And I play a really stupid guy. I play a really funny stupid guy. I have a unibrow, and I wear really high waisted pants. I'm really funny. I thought I was really funny.
You are really funny.
I think that's one of my funniest characters I've ever played on stage. Yeah, it's really funny. Everybody come and see the melodrama. Anyways, but so then later on, me and Paul are walking on stage, right? And
well, no, I want you to talk about your Friday night melodrama crowd.
Oh, God, they were terrible. They were so bad. I remember that night too. Okay,
the Nathaniels.
Literally, that's right. That was that night. Okay, so the night that so we had three shows of Bleep Bleep at Bleep Bleep High School, and they were all great shows. Apparently, Friday night was the night that was almost sold out and everything. And it was the one night that me and Noah White had missed, because Noah White was also in the show at the melodrama. And we were doing a parody of Frankenstein, and I played Igor, and Noah played an audience member that had like joined the show and everything. It was a really funny show. If anyone saw it, thank you for seeing it. It was really fun. But that night we had a school come to see the show. They bought the entire theater.
What school was it?
The show. I don't know. It was some like online school for like home, for like all the homeschool kids.
Yeah.
Now I'm not trying to diss on my homeschool kid. Right.
We've done homeschooling before.
Yes. But, y'all got to get your dudes. Okay. They came in to the theater going, hi, I'm wondering where my seat of location is, please, Mr. Logan. Shout out to Logan Abbott.
Let's go.
We love Logan.
But they
the only way that I can really put it is they pestered Logan. Logan and Cube. They pestered Logan and Cube. Oh, it's terrible. Anyways.
Did they like come up to you after the show? That was a marvelous show. He really had me.
No, you know what?
Cackling.
This is exactly what they did. They went, and then they left the premises. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It hurts.
Is this podcast over? Yeah, I'm gonna cry.
This really happened. This is real.
How long has it been? I think it's been quite a few minutes.
Oh, I was supposed to text other people about a Gartic phone, and I didn't even know. I wasn't looking at my phone.
Speaking of which, I think we may have to bounce to get to that.
Yes, we will. God, we haven't even talked about Phantom or other things. There's been a lot of things since we. There's been a decent.
Don't worry, guys. This will be the actual we're back episode. All right, I promise. So, yeah. Look, just hang in there. We'll be back soon. Don't worry. I have to say the little thing before Jack ends the little silly recording.
To all my homies in East India, I love y'all.
What he said. So thank you so much for tuning in. And if you made it to the end, W. you guys are the best. We promise we're back. And we'll see you guys next time. Wow, that feels weird to say, doesn't it?
Say it, Paul.
Why did I make this? I was like 13 years old, man.
Say it.
Sayonara, folks.
Oh!
Hey, this is like the end of the episode. And who would have guessed? It's me editing the clips, just like I predicted. I wanted to say, and honestly, this is just mainly for Jack, but, you know, since we just live so public lives, it just makes sense for Jack to find out through this recording. But the reason I didn't bleep it out is because it was really funny. So, yeah, I was... As much as I don't want to admit it, I did get a lead role as Ponyboy Curtis in The Outsiders. There, I said it. All right. But, I mean, I don't know why I wanted it bleeped out, but I mean, that moment was just too funny, so I just decided to keep it in, just for anyone confused. Which is mainly just me because I focus on very specific things. But yes, this is like the end. This is like watching Marvel, and then the credits go, and then they play one more scene, and then it's the actual credits. So this is the actual end. So, I hope all of you have a great day, or a great night, depending on where you are, and just I hope you enjoy life.